Hello and welcome to Knucklehead Podcast. This is Stephen Colin, the Knucklehead. Welcome all the listeners out there in the marketplace of hard workers, dads, fathers, transitioning veterans, service members, athletes, sales guys, you name it. This is all for you. I'm going to talk about a couple things today. First of all, let me get a couple plugs in. Hey, SoundCloud, we are Knucklehead Podcast. We're actually on Instagram, the official Knucklehead Podcast. We are on Facebook at the unofficial Knucklehead. And you can find us a couple different places, but that's where you're going to want to start. And we're going to get a couple things out there. Hey, listen, this is Thanksgiving week. There's going to be people traveling from really all over everywhere to come and be together and do two things. Celebrate what they're thankful for and give back, because that's what the holiday is really about. It's about thanks and giving. Put it together, have some turkey, have some fun, and go out there and celebrate that time with family. Couple things that I'm going to talk about today in here. We're going to dive right in. Being disciplined, right? And what discipline is, and I'm going to give you some examples of how being a knucklehead can affect your ability to create discipline. Discipline in your life, being disciplined. What happens if you fail to exercise discipline in your life, or you have good disciplines throughout the day? There's a lot of things that I'm going to cover here with you. So really what we're going to get into is what happens in your life as a result of being confused, right? And so I'm going to tie this back into discipline here in just a second. So if you look at a situation where there's a tremendous amount of confusion, what ends up happening as the net result of that confusion, or you have a circumstance where there's not disciplines or rigidity, so to speak, for developing a framework, chaos is the net result of that confusing situation. Here, I'll give you an example, right? So if you get in the car and you're not quite sure exactly where it is that you or how you're going to get to a certain destination, you have a pretty good idea if you know where the airport is in your town. So you leave your home and you go straight to the airport. Well, being disciplined would be you map out the route ahead of time. You know the time that it takes to get from one spot to another. And if you follow those disciplines very consistently, specifically, you jump in the car, you already have the route mapped out, and you left there at adequate time. When you get to the airport, it's a very relaxing, normal set of circumstances, even if things pop up that you can't forecast. If you do not check those things and you have some unclarity around the route to get there, what time you're supposed to leave, what time you're supposed to get there, you may be very confused when you get to the airport. You may be staying there for a while instead of actually leaving on a flight. The antithesis of that is focus, right? And so if you have focus on those disciplines, or you focus your time after going through several confusing circumstances, and you actually review either mentally or with somebody, what happens is as a result of that focus, you start to have clarity. And so your next situation or your next experience with either that similar set of circumstances, you experience a tremendous amount of clarity, and that's peaceful. That's something that I've learned. I've learned over time. I've learned by making a tremendous amount of mistakes. I'll give you an example of something that I did. This is indicative of being young, right? So whenever I was young and I was growing up, there was sports to help keep me disciplined, or at least in good behavior that would keep me out of some trouble. Although it's crazy, I still found a way to get into quite a bit of it. And one of the things that they encourage whenever you're an athlete on a team is you don't go to parties whenever you're in season, or you don't drink alcohol whenever you're in season, or you don't go associate with certain types of people that could potentially get you in trouble while you're in season. Well, when you start to cut corners, or you start to fudge the numbers, so to speak, or you don't pay attention to those small, really decisions on being disciplined, day in and day out, week in and week out, and really what ends up being month in and month out, it comes back to bite you. I'll give you an example of how my character was compromised and how I did something really stupid, man. I mean, it is what it is. We went to a party. We had a great time. It was a fantastic time. But a lot of my buddies, whenever we were playing football, were at that same party. And you know what? It was a fantastic time. We just weren't supposed to be there, right? We just weren't supposed to be there. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what was going on. You had to stay away during football season, but we didn't. And it came to be found out that one of the moms was told by one of the students that were there, and then she started saying, "Hey, here's all the people who are there." And one by one, each one of these guys were suspended for the next game. And then the next game was a really big game for us. And it turned out that they missed some of the football game just because they were at attendance at that party. You know what I did? I lied. I said I wasn't there. And I got to play. And I helped the team on the field. But really, did I help the team? Did I help me? I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that, but that's how it was, man. I was interested in doing two things. One, protecting me. Two, maybe looking good on the football field and potentially earning a scholarship. Because at the time, my two older brothers, they were scholarship athletes. My dad played professional baseball. That was the standard by which I was measured in terms of my self-worth. So I couldn't let, you know, where I was not being disciplined day to day come back and bite me on the tail. It did. It really did. I mean, I'll tell you right now, the year before that, I had another run in where if I would have just followed the instructions for the team, you know, I'd be able to play. I would have been able to play. I got suspended for over half the season because of just being an idiot. You know, I was out there not obeying team rules and not being disciplined, paying attention to the details, the small things that you're supposed to do every day. And I got in trouble for driving when I shouldn't have been after a party. You know, I mean, I was 16, 17 years old. I mean, how old, you got to be a grade A moron to do some of the stuff that I did during that time. I'm surprised I'm still alive because of it. But I'll tell you what, as a result of those mistakes and learning, you know, first of all, admitting those mistakes to the authorities at the time, and the authorities in addition to my father, the people who cared for me, because I actually lived with another family at the time because he had taken off, and my football coach, the administrators at the school, it was not a fun time for me. But I tell you all of those things because I want to set the foundation that, you know, being disciplined is different than being consistent. Being disciplined, first of all, you know what you need to be disciplined in. So your daily discipline. Are you disciplined doing that daily thing that you need to be doing in order to get to where it is that you want to go? If you're not, what ends up happening is you end up setting yourself up for failure. Now, if you learn from that failure and you have an opportunity to examine what went wrong in that process, you can probably avoid that failure in the future. And in addition to avoiding that failure in the future, you can become more successful in what it is that you're doing. Well, that's what happens when you make mistakes, guys. Sometimes you get afforded the opportunity to fail. And that's what I did a lot whenever I was younger. A really, really good example of a way to look at discipline is a book called Extreme Ownership, where Jocko Willink and Leif Babin, they do a really good job of breaking down, you know, military stories and military circumstances and then making it applicable to everyday life. And one of the phrases that Jocko is very, very famous for is discipline equals freedom, right? And so given my mistakes from the past, I had a very rough time with either being disciplined, exercising discipline in my life, or being forced to be disciplined by somebody else, right? And so because of those three factors, I didn't think discipline equaled freedom. As a matter of fact, what I thought was discipline equals restriction. And I I'd argue that there's probably quite a few people out there that if they have somebody kind of bringing the hammer down on them, or they're being hard on them, being call coaching, or if you're in sales and your management wants to make sure that you're either hitting your metrics or doing something like that. First of all, they shouldn't be talking to you anyway about your metrics. Your metrics should be something that you're blowing out of the water anyway, and you're just accountable for the results and tweaking a little bit of those things. But if they are talking to you about those things, it's probably because you're not being disciplined. And it's probably because the discipline that you need to have, they're the only ones that can steal it. They're the only ones that can help you develop it. So if you had, mistakes that you've made in the past that you haven't learned from, you're going to have a really difficult time processing when somebody else tries to give you some examples on how, hey, you need to be more disciplined, or here's some things that you can have in your day-to-day or daily disciplines that'll allow you to achieve the success that you want. That's what Jocko says when he says discipline equals freedom. You know, he gives some other crazy, really good examples in a book. So I'd suggest it. Extreme Ownership, really, really good book for you to check out. There's some other really good ones that you can check out. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling gives you some daily disciplines on how you can categorize your week, do calendar planning and time management. Fantastic book. The small things that we do every day, they either expose you or they propel you, right? And so what does that have to do with discipline? Well, for instance, everybody knows somebody who was in the military who ended up doing something wrong, and they ended up either going to jail, or they ended up getting separated from the military, or after they got out of the military, they became a failure because of some circumstances in their life, right? Well, one of those things is whenever you go through boot camp, or you go through that transformation from civilian to either, if it's a Marine or a soldier or a sailor or an airman, whatever the case may be, that framework, that's your daily disciplines, right? And you're disciplined through that entire process. Well, what happens when you start to get away from that, right? I remember a drill instructor, or not a drill instructor, but a good mentor in my life told me at one point in time, you have two different paths that you can go down. When you get into the fleet, you have two different paths. You have people who do the daily discipline, and you have people who don't. And you decide, it's your choice on which path you want to follow. I remember whenever I got hurt, I had my second knee surgery, my first year in the Marine Corps. It was also the first year of my marriage. The first year, the entire first year, she lived in Dallas, I lived in Okinawa. Not necessarily a recipe for success, given our communication patterns. But because of the daily disciplines that we were doing day in and day out, communicating, I was able to overcome a lot of the challenges that we created for ourselves there. It was the past experiences of failure, reviewing those, and then bringing them forward to our present life in order to actually have some sustenance, some substantive relationships, which actually helped us get through that time, which is pretty incredible. Anyway, the two paths, the reason why that's important is because I think that that's true regardless of whether you're in the military. I think it's also after the military as well. There's daily things that your employer will tell you that you need to be doing that will create success. If you don't, then you're going to be made available to the market by being let go from that current employer, right? Or you can do another thing. You can give yourself some daily disciplines to follow if you're self-employed that will create success. Or you can ignore those, and that will lead to eventual failure or lack of income, lack of choices. In the United States of America today, it's hard to have that option. However, the great thing about this country is you have the opportunity to fail, and I love that about this country. Couple examples of some really good people who've exercised this. I think the most disciplined person whenever I was in the Marine Corps, and if he's listening to this, awesome, but I remember I had a Sergeant Apicella that was very, he was very specific, and I was coming out of a role where I was kind of the training non-commissioned officer for an entire company, and then I actually went over to back to the platoons where I was, participating in daily ops and PT and all the things that a regular platoon does, right? And so this sergeant came in, and it was incredible how he had the day-to-day PT that is, you know, establish discipline and opportunities for people to step up and lead and actually start to work together as a unit. And what that started to do is our operations started to get tighter. Our, you know, rather than, you know, things falling through the cracks administratively through counseling and everything else, what he did is he elevated the level of performance for the entire company. And he did an incredible job of helping us stay accountable. Somebody else that that I think was courageous during that time because of, you know, some experiences that he had had prior to coming to our company was Harden. You know, Will Harden, he's a stud out there today. He's a dad. Actually just got first and third in a jiu-jitsu tournament here here locally. And what he did back then was he was always relatable. He always commanded this separation between you know, your Marines and what you're expected in terms of the relationship. He had this clear delineation, but you never felt that distance as being where he was doing top down. What he did is he exercised discipline in his life that allowed the example that he was setting for these guys to raise to his standard. And I think that's courageous, especially in today's world where a lot of the examples that are being set, there's people punching down instead of elevating the standard in which they expect other people to operate in. Now, there are mistakes and exceptions to the rule that that people who perform at this level will sometimes come down here, right? And that is if they're not being disciplined, or they're not exercising that daily discipline in some capacity, what happens is their performance will slip, but the people who are exercising those disciplines, when their performance slips, they come back up. They come back up. Those that don't, they have to scramble, and as they scramble, they're barely keeping their head above water. And there's a lot of examples of people out there that do that. Another. This is the last thing, and then we're gonna wrap up here, okay guys? I'm going to talk about authority, but I'm also going to talk about one other person. A buddy of mine came from a well-to-do family, very easily could have just, you know, ride on daddy's coattails. And, you know, if dad helped fund his business and that type of thing, because his dad was a very successful guy, this particular individual, rather than taking that experience, what they did is they learned from the things that their father did in order to be successful. And they replicated not that same exact work, but the work pattern. And they created that daily discipline that led to success in their life. It led to success in their relationships. And that's Farley. Really good buddy of mine up in Nebraska. He's a really good dude. Last thing, authority, guys. So I have written down here, is it yours, right? Is it yours, the authority, or is the authority something that you give power to something else or to somebody else? So ask yourself this question just as we wrap up here, right? These are some steps that you can take in order to generate the discipline that you need in your life, or the discipline that potentially you can start placing into your daily work habit. That authority is really difficult to exercise yourself if you've made mistakes and you've lost really confidence in your ability to make good quality decisions. So a lot of times when you've done that, you want to take the authority that you own and you give it to somebody else and you ask them permission, or you ask them for affirmation back to you so you can get reinforced. You know, you can actually earn that self-respect or that confidence back to actually, you know, exercise those daily disciplines. You know, ask yourself, who has the authority in your life? Is it somebody else or is it you? And if it's somebody else, my challenge to you is stop. Stop frantically going at a pace just so you can try to keep your head above water. Stop for a second and review why you failed, or review your mistakes, or review where the lack of discipline was. And then be honest with yourself as you place those staples throughout your day and say, well, is this a character building opportunity? For instance, whenever I made my mistake lying about the football team, where that was a character building opportunity for me. you know, not falling on your sword or doing the right thing. Those are all things that I didn't do and I had to actually overcome and go back and earn respect of my teammates and go back and do the hard work, extra work in order to be more disciplined and character building as the season went along and going into the following season? Or is it just, you know, is your mistake, is it just a result of things that you couldn't control? And then you just need to stay consistent in those disciplines in order to give you the success that you're looking for. So my challenge is you're the only one that can really, really honestly evaluate that. And once you have, grab somebody that you respect. Follow them. Ask them. Tell them, hey, I think I made some mistakes here. Here's what I'm doing. You know, I really appreciate your perspective on this. What do you think? So, for that, guys, we're wrapped. We're done. We're going to go into this following week. I want you to exercise some disciplines as you're eating some Thanksgiving dinner this week. Holy moly, if you're a little overweight or if you're a little unhealthy, have some fun. But I'll tell you what, man, go for a walk or something like that afterwards. Work it out. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, not everybody's perfect, regardless of what they want to present on social media. There are these filters that never really get told. You never get told the whole story. Remember, that's what we're doing here. We're telling you honestly some mistakes that you've made, mistakes that I've made, mistakes that potentially you've done. It's okay. You can still achieve the success that you're looking for and go out there. Instead of being a knucklehead like me, you can continue to be a knucklehead and make knucklehead decisions, but you can also be a success. And that's what, and that's where the rubber meets the road. So appreciate you guys. Again, we're back on SoundCloud, Instagram, Knucklehead, and then we're also Unofficial Knucklehead on Facebook. So comment below on what you thought. Give me an example of something that you did that was a mistake. I would love to hear it. We'd love to talk about it. Love you guys. We'll see you. Happy Thanksgiving.